lot of people think of the Big Red Machine as eight players. We wanted to display this, how this team really operated. In fact, you had to do that, you had to start with the origins of Pete Rose being signed with the Reds in the early 60s, and then Bob Halsom coming on with a plan and developing a team around its stars, and then how that all came together. We wanted to show how the team came together, gelled, and worked as a machine, hence the Big Red Machine, and how they dominated the competition during the decade of the 70s. And to get away from just Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, George Foster, you know, that group, we wanted to get into the pitching staff, some of the unsung heroes, the management of the team. And I think we've done that here, and that was really what we wanted to do.
And also the dismantling of the Big Red Machine after 1976.
That was an important, I think, time in baseball history, certainly in Reds history, and free agency was coming around, and that's why a lot of people think there'll never be a team like the Big Red Machine anywhere in baseball, especially in Cincinnati because of the payroll aspects.
Now, when we enter the exhibit area, the first thing we see is a backlit, basically, timeline starting from, as you mentioned, Pete Rose coming to the Reds in 1963 and moving all the way down, well past the glory years.
Yeah, we took it from the beginning to the end, and the glory years, we had, of course, the best record in baseball, and you know, in 81, but you had the, really, Johnny Bench was kind of, when he left in 83, that was really the end of all the players from that era.
Turn in the other direction now, and you have along a wall here, well, the home jerseys of the Great Eight. There's not a whole lot you really need to say, but they're all hanging there.
Yeah, the Great Eight, synonymous with the Big Red Machine. Everybody knows Rose, Morgan, Bench, Perez, Foster, Concepcion, Griffey, and Geronimo. These are the game-used jerseys. We have the game-used caps and game-used bats from each one of them.
Turning around this display case on the other side, we see some more jerseys hanging. A road jersey of Tony Perez and, Cesar Geronimo.
Yeah, we wanted to show the World Series, too. You'll see in a couple of these cases, in this particular one, it's the 75 World Series. Perez's jersey and Geronimo's jersey, but also, you know, a jersey from the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, we find when we're showing and displaying and telling a story, it's important to show the other side of the story.
In front of us is a very interesting, I'm not sure what to call that. It's a photograph of the Great Eight, but it's made out of little tiny baseball cards.
It almost, from a distance, looks like a jigsaw puzzle, but it's a mosaic of baseball cards that do form, you'll hate this, Great Eight photo, one of the most famous photos of the Great Eight on the turf at Riverfront Stadium. We want to connect generations. I really want the father, the son, the mother, the daughter, the grandparent, the father, grandson to come together to kind of experience the heyday of baseball. And I think you can take away from this what makes a good team. I want you to leave inspired. I want you to leave excited, inspired, and feeling really good about your connection to Cincinnati Reds baseball.
The Big Red Machine exhibit at the Cincinnati Reds Museum will be on display through the end of this year. I'm Steve Hirschberg.